Hi, I'm James L. Rubart, best-selling author and sometimes marketing guru.
And I'm Thomas Umstadt Jr., CEO of Author Media, the co-creator of My Book Table, and the co-host of the Novel Marketing Podcast.
And we're so excited about this course. If you're ready to get serious about becoming a best-selling author, this is the place you want to be. We're so excited about this plan we've developed because if you follow the plan, it will absolutely work for you. The idea came from one of our listeners, Dan Foley, who realized he had no specific plan to reach his goal of getting published and becoming a best-selling author. So Thomas said, Jim, we should create a plan. And I said, Thomas, great idea. So essentially what we've done is we've put together a 5-year plan that will bring you overnight success.
Yeah, overnight success is the key. But the key to overnight success is lots of preparation. And this is why we're willing to guarantee the success of this course, because it's a lot of work. And we really do think that if you put this work in, you are going to see success. What you sow, you will also reap.
Exactly. Because we, between Thomas and I, we've worked with hundreds of authors over the years. And the reality is most aspiring authors are not willing to put in the time. They're not willing to put in the hard work. But if you do and follow this plan, that's why we are willing to guarantee.
This is a shortcut free plan, ladies and gentlemen. It's going to require reading. It's going to require a lot of writing. You're going to become a better author. You're going to become a better marketer. And this plan will walk you through step by step all along the way.
That's right. Not only, and so it's not a broad overview. We're going to give you specific exercises, specific plan to follow for every quarter of the next 5 years, every month, every week of the next 5 years. So if you want to get into print quick, this is definitely not the course for you. This is for serious authors who are willing to achieve success the only way possible, exactly what Thomas just said, through hard work.
So this course is about building a career, not a garage full of books. And so with that out of the way, let's jump into it. And first, I should say, this is for novelists only. So if you are writing a nonfiction book, the path is totally different for you. Your path is going to start with platform right off the beginning. But for novelists, that's not the right path. And a lot of novelists have been led astray because they go to writing conferences that are giving advice for nonfiction, which is where it's a lot easier to get consistent results. And they try the nonfiction path and they spend a lot of time on platform and they're like, why are my books not selling? And the reason is they took a shortcut. And this book or this course is going to be shortcut free.
That's right. And if you are writing nonfiction, we still welcome you here. But I appreciate you saying that, Thomas, that really this is designed specifically for novelists. So I guess, Thomas, the first thing we should talk about is mindset. Going into this course, we want you to understand how we look at the path the next 5 years. And we're going to kick it off with a story that you might have heard before, but it's worth repeating. Because if you can get this mindset about the next 5 years, it will help you so significantly.
Yeah, so there's this story that I once heard about a doctor and an author, and they're out golfing. And the doctor, you know, says, you know what? I decided I'm going to take a few weeks off and I'm going to write a book. I think six weeks off, I've got the vacation stored up and I'm going to write a book in that time. And the author is like, oh, really? I was planning to take 6 weeks off and become a doctor.
That's right. That's right. I always heard it was a brain surgeon, right? And I like that idea of because we know that you can't become a brain surgeon in 6 weeks. But a lot of people think, oh, gosh, 6 weeks. Oh, okay, I'll give it 3 months and I'll become an author. And it just doesn't work that way. Another example, Thomas, is I would give folks is I've played guitar since I was in ninth grade. And I can get up in front of a room of people and I'd say entertain you for 20 or 30 minutes and you'll clap and you'll laugh and you'll walk away going, wow, Jim's pretty good. But I guarantee you I'm not good enough that you would spend money on a CD. I just don't have that skill level. I would have to practice a lot more. I would have to devote myself to playing guitar and singing a lot more than I have to achieve that level of success. Same thing with writing. You grew up writing. You worked on it in, you know, grade school and junior high and high school and college probably. But unless you have put the time into writing the way you would becoming a virtuoso on the guitar or a virtuoso dancer or any of the other art forms, or even cooking, right? To become a chef, you have to put in the hours.
That's right. There's a great book, Talent is Overrated, where Jeff Colvin talks about how the key to success is 10,000 hours, which often takes about 5 years to do. But it's not just 10,000 hours. It's 10,000 hours of what's called deliberate practice. And that is what we're going to be helping you with in this course, is making that time that you're writing actually helpful for you to become a better author. And so instead of practicing and becoming, you know, reinforcing bad skills, you're deliberately practicing and continually improving your craft, continually building your platform once you get to that stage, and ultimately setting yourself up for success.
That's so good, Thomas. When I was playing basketball growing up, I had a coach that said, practice does not make perfect. Perfect practice makes perfect. Hmm. And we want to give you some principles and some exercises that make you practice perfectly.
And we should say that there's a money-back guarantee on this course. In fact, there is a 5-year money-back guarantee on this course. So if you're not happy, just let us know. We will refund your money. But we think that you will be happy with this course. But if not, we'll happily write you a check for your money back. I don't think the credit card will let us refund it after that long, but we will refund up to 5 years. We do ask that you actually follow the instructions. 30 days, no questions
yes.
asked. But after that, you actually have to do the course. You can't be yes. like, I bought this diet book and it did me no good. Like, did you try the diet? Well, no. You got to do that. So, but let's actually get into some of the questions that you need to ask to see if this is really something that you want to do.
I guess the first big question that I think people should ask, Thomas, is where do you want to be in 5 years specifically, right? What's the Alice in Wonderland? The Cheshire Cat says, well, where do you want to go, Alice? And she says, well, I don't know. And the Cheshire Cat says, well, any path will get you there. So we want you to pick a path that is right for you, but you don't know what that path is until you can specifically say, at the end of this path, I want to be in this town, or I want to have achieved this. So the first question that you need to ask yourself is, where do you want to be in 5 years?
And for some of you, I think where that is where you want to be is, I want to have a best-selling book. I want to have a book that I can find in Barnes & Noble that's actually getting sales on Amazon and is not, you know, clogging up my garage and my attic. And so that's the fun question. But that question has a sister or another side of the coin. That is just as important. In fact, it may be an even more important question.
And that question is, what are you willing to give up to get there?
Now, normally this would be where we say, now pay us a whole bunch of money. But that's not what we're talking about. We're deliberately keeping this course very inexpensive. No, what we're talking about is time. Because a lot of what we're going to be calling you to do is spending some time building yourself as a writer and as a marketer and ultimately building yourself into a best-selling author. And that does not happen overnight. There are people who will promise you overnight success, and they are going to take your money and they will run, and you will be very sad. And if you have any friends who are authors, you've probably seen people who've done that. No, we're talking about things that you're willing to give up. Things like watching TV. Like, you know, I was watching TV for 10 hours a week. Now I used to binge on 6 shows on Netflix. I'm cutting down to 1 show on Netflix or 0 shows on Netflix. And that time that you gave up is what will allow you to put in the time to become a best-selling author.
It might be giving up a little bit of sleep. I mean, seriously, you could say, you know what? I'm setting the alarm half an hour earlier every day. It might be giving up, and we're not encouraging you to give up friendships, but instead of meeting with that group every week, maybe you meet with them every other week. Maybe you don't talk on the phone as often. Anytime you want to achieve something great, there has to be some kind of sacrifice. And so we would encourage you to write down for a week how you spend your time, and you'll probably be shocked at how much time you could devote to your writing if you would cut out a little here and a little bit there.
If you want to enjoy your own novel, maybe you need to stop spending quite as much time in the worlds of others on the television screen. The TV is the easiest thing to cut because it's what the most people spend the time on. I saw somewhere, this is like 30 or 40 hours some people spend watching TV every week. It's like, that's like a full-time job of TV watching. And a lot of people have no idea how much time they really are watching TV.
Right. That's the point. A lot of people do not realize it until you write it down. It's the same thing when you want to diet. When you actually write down everything you're eating, you go, oh my gosh, I cannot believe. Yeah, you did. Same thing with TV. You're going to write it down and go, you're kidding me. I really spent 18 hours watching TV last week.
Now, with video games, this is nice because if you're playing Steam, and I think Xbox and PlayStation do this as well, it has a little ticker and it counts the amount of time you spend playing each game. And so you see a game, you're like, oh my gosh, I played that game for 100 hours or 200 hours. And you think about 100 hours, that's a lot of time. If you're spending that time reading books and working your craft and developing yourself as a writer, you can make a lot of progress in 100 hours. That's just one less good computer game that you played or whatever it is. So it's not our place to tell you what you should give up. And I'm not saying thou shalt give up TV. But what we're saying is if you want to add something new to your life, you're going to have to make room for that thing. Because the reality is we all have 24 hours. James Patterson, best-selling author. You know what? He has the same 24 hours each day that you have. There's nothing special. He doesn't have a magical time machine where he's able to get more done in a day. No, but what he does is he prioritizes his time and he maximizes his time. And that's the sort of best-selling author thinking that we're going to be teaching in this course.
We'll leave you with just one more thought on this subject. And that comes from a story, true story, about a woman that goes up to this virtuoso violin player at the end of a magnificent concert. And she goes up and she goes, oh my gosh, that was one of the most beautiful things I've ever heard in my life. Your playing is truly stunning. I would give my life to be able to play like that. And the guy looks at her and he goes, I did.
All right. Thanks for listening to this first course. We'll see you in the next one.